Here I am at ease, I hold in my hands an invitation, the whole of outside. I can face inwards and not feel too uncomfortable. Can pull things up and try and see the shape without wanting to overshake my instincts. When I live, I'm always looking for something more true. Do we ever know what's coming? I don't know what happens in the immediate aftermath of departure. Everything is in the middle and my secrets can be wintry. Might kill me, but you'll never find me. I live in strange weather and listen to Schubert as an orphan would. Maybe you'd look for me in the sky, which is where there's nothing. On the shortest day, a shaft of light fills our chamber, where spirits hide us from ourselves, or rather they sift our uncertainty. So not all of us is required, but just enough. You don't come to me as a single line, but neither do I. You might see me as an emblem of misconnections, but there's more to you than our separation. Some nights, what lingers is what happens after you stop talking and the line stops. When your torch down is for me to listen, in the dark to unconsult silences your absent words, jostling up like a litter of bitch labradors, till they fade and it goes empty and different. Do you wonder, are these scenes or is your immediate aftermation too sublime to reach me? What are we close to? I think 16 items permanently shared, and another 13 things we won't talk about, and 5 regrets we can't have even in fiction, dreams or lies. The world's so much like those proportions. It's hybrid and ultra-real and hyphenates miracles which are totally evoked but lost. Nothing's just autobiographical, nor tragical, nor melancholic. But there are seasons and we have them and travel against them, don't we? I wonder why it's so, and what you'd agree to. Summarize home, would you know where yours is? How would I answer if you asked the same in his home portraiture? Oddly unsettled and uncertain of whether elsewhere is there or here. That's a kind of unease that nourishes you. And maybe you should stop. Learn my address, my room, notice its permanency, and my condescensions. I sometimes think you have a time, a small bookish time, that you carry like a personal library of sumptuous interiors stuffed in your backpack, overwhelming in a small intimate space. There lies your friction with time, and there lies conversation, sex, our abridgments and wonders. There is that little openness, I squeeze so much imagination from it. The whole business engrows your dense emotional undergrowth and tangles us up and hyphenates your English way, so it's almost pretense, is that it? A lover's always permanently disappointed.